the focus, in my opinion, in these dietetic internships is really in the clinical setting. Most of the hours that are required out of this internship are in a hospital, which in that case, the focus switches from prevention of disease to just treating diseases, you know, and helping people manage their diseases. And I'm not saying that there isn't a need for dietitians to be in hospitals. Of course there is. I'm just saying it's not for me. Dietitians should definitely be in hospitals. Hey everyone, Holistic Lexi here. Thank you for tuning in to my new podcast, Nutrition Intuition. I strongly believe that there is a gap in the health industry for prevention of diseases, and the focus is generally on treating, and it's a very reactive approach. I've spent hours of research and working with clients to share with you my knowledge, experience, and research on trending topics in the health industry. I still encourage you to do your own research and critical thinking, of course, and please do not take this in any way as medical advice. It's purely for education and entertainment. Thank you for listening to my podcast. This will be my first episode. Today, I will be discussing how to become a nutritionist or dietitian, and also I'll be touching on my career as a health coach. So the reason why I decided to record this is because I've been getting so many questions lately from some of my Instagram followers on how I, you know, launched my career as a health coach, how I went through the education process. So I decided this would be the best venue of communicating that. So let's get started. Before I dive in, the general path is a degree from an accredited university that has a didactic program in dietetics, followed by a dietetic internship, followed by passing the exam for the registered dietitian, and then, of course, state licensure. So if you're listening to this podcast, you most likely already have your bachelor's of science degree, and you're looking to switch careers maybe. However, regardless, starting January 2024, it will be required that dietitians have a master's degree. Depending upon what you did for your bachelor's degree, you'll still need to do specific prerequisites in order to apply for a graduate or master's program. Now, if you did your bachelor's in science and pre-med or chemistry, you will already have a lot of the courses covered for the dietetics program. So the prerequisites are as follows: 1 year of English or literature, 1 semester of biology with a lab, 2 semesters of general chemistry, and of course, all these must have labs with them, 1 semester of biochemistry, organic chemistry, human physiology, 2 semesters of anatomy and physiology, 1 semester of general psychology, 1 semester of statistics, and 1 semester of nutrition. So it's basically like pre-med. So if you did something creative like communications or something other than science for your bachelor's, you will need to do about 1.5 years of prerequisites, depending on how fast you can do them, because some of them are sequential. So you need to take that into account. Let's say you need like chemistry 1 before moving on to chemistry 2, for example. So you need to take that into account. I did mine in about 1 year with some online classes and some in-person classes. And you can find these prerequisites basically at any of your, you know, community colleges or online, given it's, you know, COVID and everything is basically online now. Also, what you'll need to do while you're doing these prerequisites is you'll need to look at programs across the country and see what fits your needs best. I chose Drexel University because they are only a 2-year program. So they have 3 semesters a year instead of 2 semesters a year. So you're able to fit in more credits versus some programs. Like NYU was another option I was looking at. They were a 3-year program, so I wasn't interested in doing that. I was formerly worked in fashion for about 9 years in New York and wanted a complete change of career. So by the time I started doing this, I didn't want to wait 3 years to get my degree. But once you're enrolled and you've done the GRE exam and, you know, wrote your essay to get into a master's degree, once you start your master's degree in the didactic program, obviously you'll learn a lot of information on nutrition, science. That part is great. They'll also talk about the dietetic internship and preparing you for that. I actually
just graduated Drexel in June of this year. I'll talk about what I was impressed with in my experience and what I really wasn't so impressed with. First of all, I was really impressed with the protocols for research and analyzing data. I thought they really prepared us well for that, reading different meta-analysis, peer-reviewed journals. That was a strength. I also enjoyed explanation of physiology, how the metabolism works, anatomy of the body. This really helps you understand how the body works, how it digests food, how it absorbs nutrients. We are what we absorb, right? Not what we eat, because our intestines are the barrier between our food and our blood. So the nutrients that we absorb from the food that we digest is information that feeds our DNA and our cells. So anyway, that will be a different episode. But really what I was also impressed with, you know, the motivational interviewing when it comes to nutrition counseling. This is key to working with clients or patients, honestly, listening, interpreting, and getting the client to want to change and eliciting that change, that motivation for change is so important. In my experience as a health coach, it's probably more important than the knowledge, to be honest. So some things that I wasn't so impressed with, the old school mentality of calories, the focus is really caloric deficit, not necessarily on ingredients. We barely even covered gut health. Of course, we learned about nutrition and diet when it comes to things like irritable bowel syndrome and Crohn's disease. You know, despite all the trendy research and the, you know, up and coming studies on the microbiome, we barely really focused on that. It definitely is a gap in our knowledge as health professionals. That's something that I think as future students of these programs, they would probably want to know. Other things I wasn't that impressed with was just like the overall diet aspect. I mean, there wasn't a lot of talk about foods, to be honest. We learned a lot more about enteral feedings, which are feeding tubes. Even in one of my medical nutrition therapy classes, when we were talking about diabetes menu plan, it had margarine on it and pretzels as a snack. I will be getting into that in a future episode because it is National Diabetes Awareness Month. So I would like to discuss some research on that. Overall, I am all about preventing diseases. That's really why I held off on doing a dietetic internship, which a lot of my peers and fellow classmates are currently doing, which I so respect them for that. The focus, in my opinion, in these dietetic internships is really in the clinical setting. Most of the hours that are required out of this internship are in a hospital, which in that case, the focus switches from prevention of disease to just treating diseases, you know, and helping people manage their diseases. And I'm not saying that there isn't a need for dietitians to be in hospitals. Of course there is. I'm just saying it's not for me. Dietitians should definitely be in hospitals. I mean, you should see some of the food that is being served in hospitals. It's atrocious. And I highly doubt that any dietitian would recommend, or at least most dietitians I doubt would recommend the foods that are being eaten in hospitals. My reason for being in this industry to begin with, I could not validate myself spending 50 hours a week where I'm doing something that I don't even want to be doing. I'm all about prevention, and that's why I spend hours on end doing research. I mean, it basically takes up all my time. Simultaneously, though, while I was doing my prerequisites, I was still health coaching for a law firm in New York City. And this is what I love about being in this industry. I went from a really stressful job in New York in fashion, working probably 50, 60 hours a week. I had adrenal fatigue. I'll save this for a different episode, but to summarize, I decided to get my certification as an integrative nutrition health coach from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition in 2014. And it was definitely one of the best investments of my life. I paid around $5,000 or $6,000 for that at the time. And I don't know what the price is now. If you want to send me a DM on Instagram or email me, I'll link my information to this episode. I highly recommend that is where you start, because a lot of the information on food and diets, we didn't necessarily learn in the master's program for nutrition. A lot of that supplemental information I had already known from doing a health coaching program. So I'm really happy that I did that. We also learned about the motivational interviewing at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. The other thing that I really want to mention in this podcast is the cost of the dietetic internship, meaning you won't be paid for it. And in most cases, you'll end up paying around $10,000 or more dollars, depending on where you go or what internship you decide to do. And there are some that I've researched that do provide stipends where it's like maybe $6,000 for the internship. But I mean, you have to consider relocating, paying for rent in that area. And in my opinion, if we're required to work 40 hours, 50 hours a week on this dietetic internship for, 6 months or 1,200 hours. They may have reduced it to 1,000 hours now because of the pandemic. If we're required to be paying that much money to work, I personally think we should be able to customize it to what we want to do in our career. And I know for some people, they looked forward to the internship because they wanted clarification and inspiration on what they wanted to ultimately do as a dietitian, which is, I totally respect that. And I think, everyone's at different places in their life and career when they start this type of internship. So for me, I just knew that I want to be in a preventative focus. And currently what I'm doing with, my corporate health coaching, with my online platform, Nutrition Intuition, it's much more of a lifestyle focus of preventing disease. And that's really what I want to stick with. I love doing my own research. I love not working for someone else. So that's the road I decided to take. I don't know if I'll ever do a dietetic internship in the future. I think I'll definitely wait until all of this COVID business is done and then decide. For now, I prefer working out of my house and I'm not having to be on anyone else's time but my own.
If you do decide to do the dietetic internship, which is great, the breakdown of the internship is generally 800 hours in clinical, might be 600 hours depending on which internship you choose, 250 hours food service, another 200 or so hours in community nutrition. If it were up to me, I would say let the students customize what they want to do based on their career goals. And I think that would be a great option. Not sure if it will ever happen in this lifetime, but it's just an idea. I personally want to stay in the preventative field and realm of the health industry. And right now, I don't really see much alignment as far as what's being offered in dietetic internships. Now, there was a dietetic internship in regenerative farming, believe it or not. The price was around $16,000, and I think it was over a year period, which is a big sacrifice time-wise, financially. So, if you're devoting 50 hours a week, it's pretty hard to have a separate income. So it's not something that I see myself doing. However, it is worth pointing out that there are other internships offered other than just, clinical focus. I wish you the best of luck, whatever you decide to do. If you have any questions, let me know. Stay tuned. I will be hosting more podcasts similar to this and in other topics related to nutrition.